School was always special to her. Some children hated to go to school, but she always looked forward to going back to school each morning. She loved her friends. She loved her teachers. And most of all, she loved to learn. For her, it was a time of excitement, a time of adventure, a time of new beginnings each day she sat in the classroom. Like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon in a field of flowers underneath a blue, cloudless sky. And so, on this sunny morning, like so many others, the mother and daughter leave their house and walk together toward the school bus that will pick up the little girl. "What about your lunch?" the mother asks. "I'm buying it at school today, remember? Do you have enough money?" "Yes, you gave it to me last night."
"Right," she says. The mother knows that, but she's forgotten.
"And remember to come home right after school."
"You worry too much, Mom. I'm not a baby anymore."
That's all too true, of course. She is growing up, just like they all do. But today, she is still her little girl. The mother hugs her and puts her on the school bus, watching her in the window until the bus disappears from sight. A little girl who has everything in the world ahead of her, a lifetime of memories to come, and all the time in the world to enjoy it. It's the 15th anniversary of the Lucy Devlin disappearance next week, Maggie Lang said. Little 11-year-old girl leaves for school and just vanishes into thin air. It's a legendary missing kid cold case. We should do a story for the anniversary.
Lucy Devlin is old news, I told her.
The girl's never been found, Claire. And after a while, people just stopped caring about her.
Well, you sure did all right with it. You won a damn Pulitzer.
Maggie Lang was my assignment editor at the TV station where I work as a news executive these days. She was a bundle of media energy. Young, smart, ambitious, outspoken, and sometimes a bit reckless. I liked Maggie, but she scared me too. Maybe because she reminded me of someone I used to know, myself when I was her age. Back then, I was Claire Carlson, award-winning reporter for a New York City newspaper that doesn't exist anymore. When the paper went out of business, I moved on to a new career as a TV reporter. I wasn't so successful at that. They said I came across as too intense on the air, too grating, too unlikable to the viewers. So they offered me a job in management. I was never quite sure I followed the logic of that, but I just went with the flow. I started out as an assignment editor, moved up to producer.